County Board of Supervisors, May 14th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? Agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Carrie Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Not a whole lot to report right now, just busy and trying to keep up with everything in the office.
You're always busy.
Yeah, and we're, there's a big thing on our auditor's website now about the county seal that we have to put on the ballots because according to Iowa code, it has to have the treasurer listed on the seal. And I don't think Janelle wants to be in charge of the elections, so. So that's the big thing that's going on with all the auditors is when the legislators changed that. They want an official seal, but evidently they didn't look at the Iowa code to see what the official seal is supposed to be. But they've stated that the counties can approve whatever seal they want to, so.
They would just put a flag on there and seal.
So, anyway, that's just the big hubbub going around now, so.
Thanks, Jerry. Jared, land use.
Particularly noteworthy this week, we got one item on the agenda today. Anticipate having another one next week and then a couple other subdivisions that we anticipate having submitted fairly shortly, so. Apart from that, nothing particularly interesting.
Thank you. Julie, thank God we've got you instead of Brian.
Well, thank you. As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
I've heard you say that before. Is there anything you'd like to report about secondary roads?
All is well in the roads department, thank you.
Oh, it's in the roads department?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Chris, conservation.
Had a big weekend, our jamboree was a little wet all day Saturday, but we avoided the thunderstorms, so we didn't have to shut it down. We still probably had 400 or so come out and attend, which is great, so. Got that past us. The contractor just moved in yesterday to start that pond that we're building right next to the campground. That will affect two of the campsites. We'll have those shut down during the week. Kind of a bad time of year to have that, but as the weather has been, this is the earliest we can get a contractor in there. And so we'll just accommodate accordingly. Get down there, grubbing trees out and getting that stuff cleared away. He's gonna start work. Depending on weather, it can take a couple weeks, maybe more, kind of just depending on what the weather does while he's in and out of there. So we'll accommodate accordingly. We will have the sites open on the weekends. It's not reservable sites anyway, so we will have them back open for the weekends because I know this weekend is our stay one night, get a voucher for a free night weekend, and then next weekend, obviously, is Memorial Day. So we're gonna have some big crowds just because it's the busy time of year, so.
You do buy one, get one free sale?
Yeah, from a promotional weekends. We have vouchers that we give out for, you can claim later for a free night. And so we've been doing that for a while. We try to time it where it's that off weekend, either prior to or right after a holiday weekend. And a lot of people like it because when we do it in front of Memorial Day, folks will come in a whole weekend early and then they'll stay through the following weekend and then they get a free night out of the deal. So it kind of helps bump the visitation a little bit. So we've been doing that for a few years now and folks seem to like it. We used to do a lot of other promotions as well. We've since kind of weeded those out. We don't seem to have any trouble filling the campground. We do have the Skunk River Campground, the Sycamore Loop, opened again. And so if folks want to stay down there, the river is behaving itself and staying in its banks for now. So we'll keep that. Other than that, it's just kind of park maintenance, just trying to stay on top of things, accommodating the crowds and the events and stuff. So we don't have any real big public events anymore until kind of Memorial Day weekend. We've got our critter catch at Stars Cave, and that's always a big one. Do some creek stomping. We always bring in some exhibits and displays and stuff. So that'll be our next big one.
Thank you. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Nothing so exciting as a critter catch.
after fashion.
We're busy as usual. We have four jury trials going this week, starting today, two tomorrow, and one on Thursday. We do have a new attorney hired. He'll be starting next month. He's from New Mexico. Fortunately, his GRMC hired his fiancee, so we got lucky time-wise. He needed a job and we needed an attorney. It just worked out well, like kismet. Other than that, just staying busy, working on some training with law enforcement on some search and seizure issues for next month. And hopefully once Ryan comes aboard, I can start kind of shifting over to some of the pile that's sitting on my desk of all the other things I want to do.
Thanks, Lisa.
Still got a lot of them piles, haven't you? Still got a lot of piles on that desk?
Well, it's a lot of training things and idea things and things we wanted to get started that just kind of got shoved to the wayside. So once we can throw some stuff on his docket, that'll free up some time for me and Todd as well.
Good.
Thank you. Caller IT.
Keeping busy like always, but nothing new to report, so.
Thank you. Ken, how are things at Community Services?
Good. This is contracting time of year. We've got over half of the contracts to the board this past month, and we're working hard to try and get the rest of them to the June board meeting. So I know we'll have an all-day meeting on Thursday this week to work on the remaining ones, but there's still some more meetings with the providers we need to do. We've had initial meetings with all of them, but getting the details of the contracts worked out is the main thing this time of year. So that's about all.
Thank you. Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. Really nothing new to report. We're keeping busy, of course. I do have an agenda item, which is one that was missed by the gentleman last week, so I put on for this week.
That gentleman being me?
Well, the tax sale assignment. Yes.
I apologize. Might as well lay blame where.
Well, no, it wasn't you. Seriously, it wasn't.
Doug, how are things at the jail?
Everything's going pretty good. We're keeping extremely busy. Population's at 90 this morning. We do have three that can be transported to prison. Having trouble with transport officers, we're shy in those. We do have an ad in the paper coming out, I think, Sunday for part-time transport officers. It's also on the Des Moines County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, as well as the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association website. So taking applications for that. Other than that, everything's going good. Still waiting. Joliet needs to pick up two from us also. They have some, holding two of their people charged with murder also.
I'm sure the state of Illinois would be Johnny on the spot to reimburse you for their care.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Mike Johnstone, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Morning, Tom. And I will also add that we're also looking for a part-time courthouse security employee also. So along with the jail, we also have an opening at the courthouse for security. So if you know anybody that might be interested, prior law enforcement would be nice, but not actually needed. We will train. So good hours and decent pay. So I'd like to have some good applicants for that. All else is good.
My wife is retired at the end of the month. She teaches middle school, maybe.
She's over a ball, but.
Thanks, Mike. Krista, local health.
Good morning. We also have an open position in public health. We have an opening for a full-time public health nurse, and so we're interviewing and hoping to fill that soon. Other than that, we're staying busy with finishing up the immunization clinics at the schools.
Thank you. Lisa Hazel, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Very good. I'm proud of you, Tom. I really don't have anything new to report. I do have something for Jim. We've sold 197 UTV permits.
Great. that's great. We're going to top that 200 yet, aren't we?
Yes, we're going to. Other than that, we're very busy.
Thanks, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney, maintenance.
Good morning. Just give you a quick update on the geo control panel. If all goes well, Johns Control is gonna be here today, tomorrow, and Thursday, I believe. Hoping to get that finished up on Thursday. So that's pending everything goes as planned. Then we'll be, if that all goes good, then we'll be in the process of redoing the countertops there in the control room to reconfigure where the monitors and all that stuff go. So hopefully by the end of the week, we'll at least have 3/4 of the project done. Still working on it. Other than that, nothing to report.
Thank you. I miss anybody? I don't think so. Correspondence. I have no correspondence. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have a cigarette renewal permit that I contacted the sheriff about and said there wasn't enough. Any issues for Rivermark?
Move to approve.
Terry?
You get seconded, Tom?
Oh, second. Gotta be retrained.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Wonder if they had that sitting on the river, what they call it, Ocean Mart? Sitting on my lawn, no way.
We have the aforementioned tax sale, assignment of tax sale certificate for Kevin Miles, 501 Reichman Street, Burlington. Would like Des Moines County to assign over their interest in tax sale certificate 16-0417 to him. On May 7th, the board approved a request from him for the assignment of two other certificates for the two empty lots next to this one. At the time, he didn't realize this lot was owned by the same people. He would like to get this one for his use and will keep it maintained as well. He's offering to pay 100% of the delinquent taxes owed on this parcel in the amount of $248, as well as the $10 assignment fee. I'm respectfully recommending that the county honor his request for the assignment of certificate. So he didn't apply for this last week. This is a separate.
This is separate. He made the mistake.
So it wasn't my mistake. I make enough mistakes. I'm not gonna show any that turns out I didn't make. Anyway, so I'm respectfully recommending that the county honor his request for the assignment of certificate 16-0417.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
You should have just let him take the fall.
Resolution and final plat for the Ribstone 66 subdivision.
We have a minor subdivision, one lot located in Pleasant Grove Township off of 220th Avenue. In case you're not aware, the term, I learned this myself in this process, Ribstone refers to a specific type of grain silo. It's the one with the tall, skinny one with the made out of interlocking panels, and it's got a rounded top to it. So apparently they have one on this farm here, and I think the serial number I think was 66, and I thought that sounded cool, like Route 66 imagery that evokes. So that's where that name comes from. It's kind of a unique one. So the lot in question here, one lot, 1 acre in size, kind of a triangular shape to it. It's the property on which this is located. This is a cattle farm operated by the Fisher family. So this particular lot being split off here is planned for an operation that complements the farm, but it will be operated separately by the son of the subdivider. And so they would like to have that on a separate, separately taxed from the remainder of the property. So that's why we have a triangular shaped one acre parcel landlocked like this. It's kind of unusual situation. It would be used for a facility where they treat sick calves and also some storage space in that building, which has actually already been constructed recently. So in terms of access, the Fisher Farm already has a 35 foot wide strip of land on an existing driveway that goes out to 220th Avenue. That will be used as an easement for this property as well. And then the easement would continue following that driveway onto the Fisher property, 35 feet wide, until it reaches the south end of the of lot one from the subdivision. In terms of the review process, this one was pretty straightforward. We didn't have any significant comments come in from any of the county departments or the utilities. It's pretty straightforward ag operation here that's just about ready to go. So all that's left is to split off the lot. So with that, we would recommend approval of the Ribstone 66 subdivision.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We'll
thank you.
Roll through those after the
yep.
meeting. We have an inmate health care services agreement.
Yeah, that's our standard advanced correctional health care contract. It's our renewal. The pricing went up, their regular 3%. It either goes up 3% or a combined total Iowa-wide, which was came to like 2.8 or something, so it's the higher of the two numbers. So it went up 3% over last year, which is what it has been going up.
You tried to explain that to me about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's way more complicated than what I just tried to explain, but yeah, if anybody wants to know about it, you got an hour.
Move to approve it.
Second. It's Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yeah.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Personnel actions. We have one for community services. We have April Krogmeyer, mental health advocate, 36-month step increase. Previous rate was $39,991.35. The new rate is $40,778.34. Terry?
You can second that?
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. That's Bob's fault. If he was here, I wouldn't have to concentrate on that. We have three. Personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Curtis Kenny, full-time correctional officer. New rate of $40,778.34. We have Alexis Abney, 12-month step increase for full-time correctional officer. New rate's $38,370.90. We have Angela Schertz, full-time correctional officer, 18-month step increase. New rate, $39,219.75.
Move approval.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have three personnel actions for the county attorney's office. We have Tammy Anderson, a collections clerk, backup receptionist, 36-month step increase from $33,090.58 to $33,752.36. Don Callison, receptionist, records assistant, 24-month step increase from $31,658.50 to $32,412.15. Robbie Ford, collections, records backup, 42-month step increase effective May 18th, $33,752.36 to $34,427.44.
All three.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel action for the sheriff's office. Amanda Sue Edmonds, part-time clerk resignation.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the jail statistics for March 2019. The Sheriff's Monthly Report for April 2019. The General Assistance Monthly Report for April 2019. These reports will be on file in the Auditor's Office and available for public review. Regular meeting of May 7th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Other than I think we'll be having a RAGBRAI ordinance coming through here in the next couple weeks,
yep.
3 weeks.
Yep. Once we get all the warning and everything taken care of.
Thank you for taking your time on that. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Committee reports.
I had a Russ meeting. Everything's pretty status quo. It's like I said before, we got the pump truck fixed. It's up and running, going great. With a new pump on it, and everything else is okay. Everybody's up to date on their billing. We don't have any shutoffs to do, and so
good.
It's taking shape. Yeah. Then I had a Iowa workforce meeting last night. And there is a job fair coming up. It's going to be at the National Guard Armory, and the date of that is going to be May the 30th, 2019. I got a copy of this for the media here if you'd like it. There you go. And it's going to be from 1 to 4 o'clock, and from 1 to 1:30, they're going to have just veterans only. Give them a half an hour to go in and talk to the people. There's going to be 28 vendors out there so far at this job fair, and they're still looking for more. It's going to be there. And that kind of falls in with our unemployment rate in Des Moines County is 3.6. That's as of the 19th of March. You know, that's the most current one we could get. So we're national average 4%, so we're a little bit below what the national average is.
I think the latest national is 3.6, too.
3.6.
Came out a week ago.
This is what they gave us last night, the thing. 3.8. I'm sorry, 3.8 is what we got on national. But we're at 3.6. Lee County is 3.6. But Henry County is 2.7. And Wise County is 3.1, so we've got a little bit more unemployment than what they've got. I think this job fair is going to be real good. And they've got, they're doing real well over at the prisons. They had a job fair over there, and they had 128 people over there that that they talked to. So people are going to be out in the next few months or a few weeks. They've got a good program going there. And for the community service, we had an opening for that. And Lori would like to be interested in this. We had Patrick Lacey that works with the judicial down here at the halfway house. They nominated him for me on the board. But they are board for us, so.
Years ago, they used to consider full employment 4 to 4.5% because of frictional unemployment. Mm-hmm. That basically there's always businesses shutting down, people being laid off and hired, and there are just, you know, so many people in limbo that want jobs. At that time, I don't think they thought that they're 3.6% unemployment's pretty low. That's a deal. Okay. Thanks, Jim. I attended Southeast Iowa Lake Governance Board meeting. As Ken said, we approved any number of provider contracts and discussed the new children's mental health bill. Attended the Joint Safety Committee. We reelected the officers and discussed upcoming training and the active shooter drill that's going to be held at the courthouse on June 11th. And since the meeting ended early last week, I was able to get to the Medical Assistance Advisory Council. They had a meeting in Des Moines at 1 o'clock. I left the courthouse at 10:30 and walked into the room at 1 o'clock when they just started taking a roll. You didn't hear that, Mike. Oh, that's all I've got. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record, and try to limit your comments to 2 minutes.
Good morning, Des Moines County. I'm Sam Larson, member of the Burlington Kiwanis Club. And a week from this Saturday is Pancake Day at the Port of Burlington, thanks to the river gods that kept the flood away from us. So I have tickets now, and there will be more in the upcoming days. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. Are you going to be cooking them, Sam?
Sir?
You going to be cooking them?
I got four of them right here.
No, I mean the pancakes. You going to be flipping the pancakes?
I'm going to be cleaning up the table.
Oh. What's the date on that?
25th.
May 25th. If anybody hasn't attended that, that's half the people in the community or more there. Yep. It's a great breakfast.
Yep. Sam, I'd buy some from you, but I've already got some.
Very well.
Any other public comment? Okay, the board's going to go into a closed session. We're going to have an attorney on the phone. Separate attorney.
Well, I was going to ask if he needed me.
No, no, another attorney. We'll go in there, so. When we come back out, we're just going to adjourn, so. You guys have a nice week.
Jim, you need to vote to go into closed session.
Oh.
A little motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Jim Carrey?
Tom Proctor, very much.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all.
They seem to be out to get.
Can you wait?
Ready.
Motion to end the closed session?
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Okay, we're adjourned.
We're adjourned.
Motion to adjourn.
Aye, aye, aye.
Aye,